right, what's going on, family? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We are going to chop up good game as we always do. Let me let y'all hear a word from our sponsor real quick. Hold on.
True Nobilis. True Nobilis, that's what I'm rocking. Yeah, it fits right. That's the vibe that I like. I'm living that gym life. Rocking sweatshirts and beanies. Go check the website. True Nobilis, say the name. Gotta get it right. Check the IG, I guaranteed you gon' feel them. Clothing so official for men, women, and children. You just gotta peep it. Go tell everyone you know. Talking fitness casual. Got you looking like a pro. Hey, true-nobilis.com. Go check the IG, True Nobilis. Yeah.
All right, that's True Nobilis, y'all. Go to truenobilis.com. Get your clothes. Okay, so that phone line thing ain't gonna work. Shit.
It's not?
Yeah, that's the phone line, and we can't change the... Shit, that's loud as hell. Okay, let me sign out of Skype. That ain't gonna work. Okay. Skype don't have a thing where you can... They don't have a way where you can mute the damn ringer no more on Skype for some reason.
But was that a caller?
Yeah, that was a call. There were people calling in. That shit is loud. That shit sound like the damn feds.
Can we open the doors, guys?
Shit, that shit sound like an Amber Alert. I'm like, is there some babies in a car? Shit. But look, we're here. We have no guests today, so we're going to focus on... these two lovelies.
Now he want to focus on us, y'all. Now he want to focus.
Yes. They've been neglected for a few weeks, it seems, because we've had guests. But right here we have Miss Layla Lopez. How are you, dear?
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
And over here we have Miss Bree. How are you?
I am excellent. What's up, everybody? Thank y'all for tuning in.
What have you guys been doing since we've been on our little vacay? Because I've been traveling, y'all, as everybody knows. But what have y'all been
doing? You
wanted
to travel. I know. I've been working on our vacation.
Man.
Oh, Lord. No, I was just playing. We and Bree linked up for a little bit.
What did y'all asses do?
Got a little cheetah girls on. No, Bree was actually on me and Brandy's show.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Layla Brandy Live. And she came on there. I don't know if you got a chance to check it out, Tariq, but it's real fun.
I did. It's very funny.
Yes.
Shout out to this Brandy's birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Brandy! Woo! Yes, indeed. I hope she doesn't have to clean up after the llama on her birthday at the Jackson house. Shout out to Brandy Solo.
Man.
So what is happening in the news, Bree? Let's let us know what's going on out here.
He's gonna try to throw me on the spot. Yeah, what's happening in the news, Bree?
Yes, yes.
Let's talk about the awards since they just happened.
The Grammys. Yes.
What did you guys think?
I didn't see all of it because I was on a plane. So I was coming back from Dubai. So I kept seeing stuff, little clips and snippets on Twitter.
I'm like, that long-ass flight, you ain't see that.
Nigga. Emirates Airlines, their internet is janky as shit, really? Man. Yeah, man, the internet was real fucked
up. Talking about
them folks
airline.
I know, I'm gonna be quiet before they beat my ass when I go back.
He said,
like,
what did you say,
Tariq, like,
about that?
Yeah,
you are not welcome here.
You're not welcome. They rub on the musty burkas on my ass.
Oh, no.
Nigga.
Wait a minute, you steady going in?
No, let me leave them. It was fine. The people were wonderful out there. But what were some of the highlights of the Grammys?
Well, of course, Cardi and
Bruno
performed, yes, which was pretty dope. And then turned around and said they were going on tour, which is kind of dope.
Oh, I didn't hear about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's supposed to be going on tour. And then he was like, what y'all think if I take my little sister Cardi with me? And I'm just like, man, can her year, day, man, hour get any
this
better?
This is Cardi's
like,
year.
The shit just keep topping each other.
Man, Cardi, she done got an Amazon commercial, Amazon Alexa. Yeah.
Have y'all heard her new single? Because she ain't no one hit. When I heard her new single, I was like, okay, she's here.
Yeah, Cardi, she's representing. She's a good artist.
She's dope.
Even though she's kind of quirky and crazy, she has a personality that's different, and it works.
Yeah.
And it's an organic thing because she rose up through the social media thing.
Yeah.
Rihanna and DJ Khaled performed their number one hits.
Yes.
Did you see the Grammy?
I did, but I was like, Tariq, I was in and out.
I was in and out too, but I caught the hot spots. Like,
I didn't catch that one.
girl.
I didn't catch that.
That
one,
girl was doing a stanky leg, but then it turns out that she was doing something African.
It was a South African style dance.
Was it called Guara?
Yeah.
Guara?
Yeah.
Be, you, oh, you,
I was over there. I was
like,
over there.
I'm like, he need to know. You need to know. You should know how to do it, actually. Yeah, can we get him? Can
man.
We see?
Oh, man. I can't do it now. My gout acting up. But it was a South African dance, and she was doing it, and it was fly. It was real fly.
She did it justice? It was good?
Yeah.
Okay. She was killing that shit. The South Africa was tweeting like,
hell yeah.
She put us on the map. Thank you very much, Rihanna.
Man.
That's dope.
I mean, besides that, the awards was pretty boring, though.
It was boring. That's why I was going out falling asleep.
I brought it up to say that.
Oh, damn.
I liked what was, Blue Ivy. That was my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
She puts on a show wherever she goes.
Man.
Okay?
She was like, mm-mm.
They had little sippy cups and shit for her, giving her damn. Goldfish crackers, like sit down, baby.
It's like 18 hours.
I know, a poor child.
That's what I was like. We got to breathe.
And Beyonce looked like she's about to take her in back and whoop her ass.
I know. Man. Do you think they were mad that they didn't win any awards? Because it's like, this is going on how many years they haven't won any awards at the Grammys.
They don't need to, though.
They don't need it, but it's like.
They were mad.
Has Jay-Z won anything? Like a Grammy? Has he won a Grammy before?
Yeah. He should have won.
He drinks alcohol out of him.
He should have won.
But this was a very important album to his career, to society, for our culture.
Yeah.
He should have won.
It was a lot of things, and I think that played against him when it came to, you know, whoever is in that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That has to pick. So.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Especially that one
Kendrick
song.
How many did Kendrick win? He won a few.
Yeah. I don't know how many. I think it was like 4 or 5.
Okay.
But he was winning. But they won some off the air because Cardi won something off the air, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So
that's what's up. Some of y'all asked about Jesse Lee Peterson. Jesse Lee Peterson is going to be here next week. We have Jesse Lee Peterson. So I need y'all to bring in some biscuits. Okay. You bring the syrup.
No, I'll bring the syrup.
I'll bring a lot of butter.
So that's going to be interesting. Jesse, he asked me to come on the show, by the
Jesse.
Way. So
no.
He wants to come on the show, family.
Sit right in the middle
Yes,
of
he's going to sit right in the middle.
I'm bring a lot of butter. Oh,
God. So that's going to be real fun. And also on March 6th, I think, Nipsey Hussle is coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Nipsey the
that's
Great.
Gonna be
Shout
nice.
Out to Nipsey.
I've been waiting on Nipsey to get up
here. Man, that brother's album is going to be the hottest thing on the streets of LA, man.
Yep. Yeah, his single right
now.
Yeah,
that single's killing
crazy.
It. Yeah, rap, nigga. No rap, nigga.
Yeah,
I love that, man. That is real good brother, man.
I ain't know nothing about Nipsey Hussle until I moved out here.
Oh, what?
Man, yeah, he's the truth, man. Real good brother.
Why he look like Swiss Beats to me? Don't they kind of favor him and Swiss Beats?
But he's like, Nipsey's much taller and slimmer, but they kind of got
they kind of
like
brothers, a little bit, little brother vibe.
Man, so let me throw the ball to you, Layla. What's happening in the news?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to start, Lord. Okay. Speaking of albums coming out.
Yes.
You already know what I'm going to say?
No.
Guess who's coming out with a gospel album? You're
Who?
Never going to get.
Not an album?
What's an album? That's what I've been trying to figure out.
You know what's funny? Because everybody always makes fun of me for saying album.
It's not an album.
It's not an album. That's why.
That's why. Everybody always makes fun of me.
Why do I? Is that, it was album?
Yes.
Oh.
It's only one L, Layla. One.
I'm going to make it two, damn it.
Y'all.
No, people always talk about me for that. But the album. No, I'm joking. No, but Snoop Dogg.
He's doing a gospel album?
A gospel album.
I promise. It's coming out.
What the hell is an album?
He's so loud and aggressive.
I know.
It fell off.
What's an album?
It's about sound drunk and fell off.
Okay,
man. My God.
No, he's coming out March 16th. And that's one thing I like about Snoop because he's super versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah, he don't let nothing define him.
And it's actually, I heard a couple snippets. You can see if you can find some, but I heard a couple snippets, and it sounded okay. Like, I can groove to it a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He always switches it up.
Why are you looking like that?
You know, Snoop switches it up.
I love Snoop. Maybe I'm just biased because I love Snoop Dogg. But
it
sounded good
too.
To me. Like gospel, he's on his God journey. That's dope. I love it.
But then what happens when he want to come back? Like,
he never said.
He'll come back. He experiments because, you know, he did that that album with Pharrell. That whole album was an R&B album. He sang on the whole album. I can't think of the name of that. It was pretty good.
He did sing.
Not Sensual Seduction.
Yes, that album.
Oh, Sensual.
Well, no. It wasn't that. No, it wasn't. with my chat room. What was that album where it was all R&B songs and Charlie Wilson was on there? So he was singing through the whole album. He didn't rap on the album.
But I'm just saying, gospel is a different whole arena. Like, he gonna get the pass like Mace got. Like, once he wanted to come back and be on the scene with Diddy, it was like,
but Mace became a whole preacher.
No, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't say he was being a preacher. He just said he's going to come out and represent for the Lord for one, two times.
Yeah. I guess R. Kelly could do it and still do what he do, so.
Yeah, and remember, Isaiah Washington said was it Isaiah or Michael Jai White said DMX had a gospel album, remember?
That was Isaiah.
It was Isaiah, yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, so.
But he said he would never release it.
He wouldn't release it, yeah.
Why not?
It was called the White Album or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, Snoop coming out here is March 16th. He said.
It's coming out March
16th. Yeah,
it's already got a date.
He got angel wings on his. I bet you he got some angel wings.
He got a date set. Okay.
So let me try to get the phone lines again. I gotta answer it real quick before all the crazy rings. The phone number is 818.
Yes.
850-5404. So let's try calling again. For some reason, Skype doesn't allow you to, you can't mute the ringer no more. They used to let you mute the ringer, but it's real.
That's weird.
It's real weird now. But
they want us to be upset and annoyed.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing. But call up. Let me get somebody to call up. 818-850-5404. That is the number. I just lifted the Skype back up. Okay.
There we go.
Hey, somebody.
I can't wait to get a call. We ain't done this in so long.
I know we haven't done a call in so long.
I'm so excited.
So I got to catch the call very fast before the damn ringer comes on. And I hope there's not a ringer while there is a call going on.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So you can't even like hit a mute button on the ringer in the middle of it without ending the call?
Yeah. Skype, y'all, I don't know why y'all did that or what's going on with Skype, but the shit is so...
Skype, get in here. Let me talk to you.
Skype, the shit is so raggedy and janky. All right. I'm still waiting on somebody to call up. I know there's like a little delay. But the phone number is 818-850-5404. Somebody said, there we go. All shucks now. Boom. Okay, here we go. All right. What's up, man? Who's calling?
Peace. This is Say Hello to God.
Hey, brother. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How you doing, man? How you doing, ladies?
Hey.
What's going on?
I wanted to talk about the child support system a little bit, if y'all don't mind.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay, so do you feel a brother should pay child support if he's on a day-to-day basis involved in the children's life on all levels?
Listen, that don't nigga. Oh, that shoulda, coulda, woulda don't mean nothing with the court system. They don't give a fuck. The court system is all about looking for ways to fleece you out of paper. All that shoulda, coulda, do the right thing, that don't mean nothing, nigga. You can give your kids millions of dollars, but if it ain't going through them, they gonna act like the shit don't count. You dig? So
exactly. So you saying what I'm saying. It's not about what's in the best interest of the children.
They don't give a fuck about no kid. It's all about the court system getting some money. They encourage these women to go file with them.
They sure do.
Yeah, they encourage them. They want them to go file so the money can get funneled through them. They get their cut and then dish out whatever they want to dish out. So, y'all don't want to get caught up in that system ever. So don't let your baby moms try to finesse that. Because a lot of sisters be trying to get a little money from the baby dad. And then they go down there to the county and get a little... Section 8 voucher or some shit. So they be trying to finesse the system. Then it all comes back on you. So you better have a good conversation with your baby mom and try to make sure she ain't finessing. Because there is no repercussion for them finessing the system. They'll let them finesse all day and it's all going to come back on you. You feel me?
Yes, sir. Facts only, man. I appreciate that.
Much respect, man. You be good. All right. Let's see who else we got. What's up? Who's calling?
Rasu out of Detroit, Michigan.
Rasu.
Can you talk about the?
Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, what's going on? Can you talk about the Ayanna Jackson, DJ Vlad interview? With the lion, how she lies, and you know, just go ahead and expound on that. Thank you very much.
Much respect, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Okay, now let me get on that. Hold on, let me turn everything down. All right, but my man is talking about. Did y'all see the interview on DJ Vlad's channel of the woman who accused Tupac of raping her?
I saw
a piece of it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. She done popped up after 20-something years.
He's dead, though.
Yeah, he's dead. Hold on. Whoa. Okay, let me log out for a minute. Hold on. Wait. Okay, I got to log out and talk. It's a whole process I got to do here. All right, hold on 1 second. Hold on. Shut the fuck up, Skype. All right. Come on, goddammit. All right, there we go. But Ayanna Jackson came out 20-something years after the fact, and she was talking about the incident, and she's changing her story. I mean, in mid-sentence, she's changing her story up. She's all over the place with it. First, Vlad asked, did you perform oral sex on Tupac at the club? She's like, oh, no, I didn't. Then when he kind of pressed on, she was like, well, I went down and I kissed it, but I got back up when I realized what was happening.
Yeah.
When you realized what was happening.
Like, she wasn't doing that shit.
Yeah, like, you don't know when a dick is in your mouth. Well, I mean, how are you confused about that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, then it was...
The man dead. He ain't even here to defend himself.
So, sound like she's trying to get her a book deal or something.
I was about to say, that's all the more reason for her to be thotting right now.
Yeah, she's trying to get a book deal. Yeah, the money's low. Yeah.
Oh, well, my God.
The money's low. She's trying to get a book deal. Look like she might be trying to get a spot on Love and Hip Hop or something. Yep. She's trying to monetize right now. So she's hustling the game, but you know, a lot of people feel real funny style about her coming on out after all this time. So
well, and then the Me Too is going on and all of these people steady coming out. It's even more stories.
Right. So sexual abuse stories, it's cool to come on out now and say your piece. So she's like, shit, let me get mine in now.
So this is my question,
yes,
guys. Because I actually have a story about that. Okay, so this is my question, and I'll tell you the story. But it's more like, if it's consensual, but the girl says, I only did it because I thought I was going to lose my job, but I did it. He didn't force me,
right?
But I did it.
That's why
I
feel a ways about all of the Me Too's.
Yeah.
And you know, because now it's just like everybody can say, oh, I was part of
it. Yeah,
you know,
if they I were did around, it, but I didn't like doing it.
But yeah. Come on. Like the guy, Steve Wynn, the one that owns the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas. Did you guys hear about that?
I heard about him, yeah.
So his was with, he said he wanted to have sex with a grandma. He wanted to, okay, let me read this.
Oh, read that, okay. Layla might be saying it wrong.
No,
Layla be getting this shit all
mixed up.
Now, Steve Wynn wanted to have sex with Siegfried and Roy, and then he fucked the tiger. And Layla had the shit all janky. So what happened, Layla?
Go read the story.
Yes,
no.
Let's read it for ourselves.
Fuck y'all, okay? No, for real. So, no, it says Steve Wynn. Okay, so basically, allegedly, there was a woman, she was actually working in one of his restaurants in the casinos, and he basically said, he told her, he's like, I never had sex with a grandma. She just, was a new grandma. She was, back then, she was probably in her 50s, because she's like 70 now, because it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And, see, I did the math on that, guys. She said she just, had a grandbaby, and he said, he slapped her on the booty, and said, I never had sex with a grandma before, you just had a grandson, and used to force her. And she, he invited her up to the hotel room, and she said she did consensually do it. However, she only did it because she felt she was going to lose her job.
Oh,
and she had 8 kids to feed.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Lay it on thick.
Okay, that's horrible.
How does that go?
She put that on thick like peanut butter.
Oh, man.
Like, how does that go, though? You know what I mean?
Because there's some people, afterwards, I was like, damn, I ain't want to do that. I can't go claim that.
I mean, can we claim it, too?
Like, I know.
I didn't have, banged a couple
people that
of
hate
them,
their
and I'm
baby
like,
daddies?
Oh, my, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You hate your baby mama, so now do I get to file a claim?
Right.
He too? Shit. My God.
That's what it's turning into.
Yeah, I feel like they're kind of making a mockery out of the ladies that actually do have real allegations.
Yep. That's exactly.
It's kind of pissing me off because it is some ladies that did get raped and did, but then now all these other little thoughts are coming out and mixing in with the real allegations. It's kind of, making a mockery out of it.
Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah.
It's making a mockery out of it,
Now, Bree, what else is happening out here, beloved?
I don't know if you guys saw on the Today Show at the beginning of once Black History Month started. I don't know. Do you guys celebrate Black History Month? Like, is it a thing?
We should do something.
Every day is Black History to me.
Your black ass.
Yeah,
we know.
Yeah. Every day is Black History.
But I'm just why is it a thing in February? I mean, but that's a whole nother conversation. But anyway. Yeah.
That's when white people are supposed to acknowledge it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you did? Right. That's what it's really about.
So the Today Show released...
Lord.
This white lady and said that she was King Tut's mother, Queen Nefertiti.
Oh, God.
Did you see
it? Yeah, I saw that. and
wait, what?
It looked like Bette Midler.
Yeah, she looked like a white lady.
Yeah.
Her name's Susan, what? And she takes her kids to school on a carpool and her neighbor's kids.
Yeah, like, yeah. They
who
got
the hell is this?
They're so desperate. They're so desperate to make the Egyptians white, and it's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It makes no sense. They were not white people. They were just the Egyptians. They were not Anglo. They were not European. Chronologically, it makes no sense. Geographically, it makes no sense.
Not at all.
You dig? But they're so desperate because their narrative is to say, well, Africans never had anything without Europeans. Yep. But then when you point to all the great things that happened in Egypt thousands of years before Europeans came out with any form of literature, then they have to go back and say, well, the Egyptians were really white. So that's the game. That's how desperate they are. So we know that they're desperate, so we don't fall in for their trickology. All right?
But it's just, it's amazing that they keep, you know what it is? It's like,
stop.
Yeah.
It's
the Black Renaissance is happening right before your very eyes.
Yeah.
And they continue to do the same thing that they were taught to do.
Absolutely.
That they were learnt to do.
Absolutely.
And it's just, it's a shame because like we can see right through it. I don't know how many people didn't see it before.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's a new situation.
And that's
now.
Why we have to control the narrative of who we are and what our history is. It's up to us to control that narrative and continue to control that narrative. Layla, what else is happening out here in these streets?
Okay, my loves.
I'm about to talk about Monique.
She, I don't know if she's just trying to stay in the news. Did y'all hear about what she's doing now?
Yeah, she's trying to stay in the news at this point.
Like, what in the world?
Now keep it going.
Keep it going. Like, but she's really trying to sabotage the little career she got left because now she's trying to get on Will Packer about some old emails. So basically she's trying to, which really make her look bad, is some old ass emails basically stating that like he was rude and he did this to me and that to me and he was supposed to give me a certain amount of time. Remember that movie she did for him? Like it's called This Christmas?
This Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, This Christmas. Yeah. And they were just going back and forth in the emails, but really in the emails, Will Packer was being like, he was being cool. But in the email, it was her husband really talking. I think her husband is sabotaging her career, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She's a little robot.
Right. I would like to have Monique on the show. I would like to have her come on in and chop it up. Monique, when are you in LA again? I would like for you to come on and speak your piece and just really say what's going on. You did? Because I worked with Monique before. Monique was hella cool.
Oh, she was?
Real cool. Monique is real cool.
All right.
So I would like to see what's going on and just really get all the details and see what's happening.
I don't know if y'all ready for all the details because she's selling them. And people not listening.
Yeah, they're not listening because with the Netflix thing, people were jumping on our case about the Netflix thing. But when you saw the paperwork and saw the structure of the deal was very janky.
Yep.
So that's why it's very important to get all sides of the story.
Right.
So the phone lines are back up again. Let's try again. I'm going to get the first couple of calls, 818-850-5404. I wish Skype fixes that bullshit glitch that they have, but it's all good. And also, don't forget, man, y'all need to go get 1804 Movie at 1804movie.com. We're going to have our crowdfunding for the reality show pretty soon. That's going to be up sometime next week.
Okay.
Because so many people love the Ism Radio reality show pilot. People were really loving it. There we go. Here we go now. All right. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Here we go now.
Hey.
What's up, player?
Oh, no. What's going on? What's going on?
What's your name, brother? What's your name?
My name's Tommy from St. Paul.
Tommy from St. Paul, up there in Minnesota. What's on your mind, brother?
Everything, man. Minnesota's been wild. Y'all should talk about that 6ix9ine situation. That child molester dude came to Minnesota. It's a Somali's got on his ass. Y'all need to talk about that.
I don't know about it. What happened?
Well, he tried to finesse some promoters out here, and you know.
Who? Hold up, brother. Let's back it up, because you're one of these dudes who smoke weed and start thinking about shit, and then you start talking in mid-thought as if we know what the fuck you were thinking. So let's start over.
Okay.
Now, what happened?
All right.
From the beginning.
He came to Minnesota, you're not starting, nigga.
Let's start. Let's act like we're not in your mind. Okay, who is 6ix9ine? You got to explain, brother.
Okay. Well, 6'9" came to Minnesota.
Who's 6'9"? Okay. No. Who is 6'9"?
6'9" is one of these new rappers, but he has a catch to himself. He has rainbow hair, and he has a child molestation charge or whatever.
Okay.
But he's still famous.
Okay. Is he a white dude?
Right? Latino. White Latino, matter of fact.
Okay.
Saying nigga. White Latino saying nigga.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, anyways, he came here, and he tried to finesse some promoters for like $20,000 for a walkthrough. And he ended up getting jumped on by some Somalis.
Oh, the Somalians? The Captain Phillips crew jumped on his ass? Hilarious.
Yeah, the refugees. The refugees. Man.
Oh, they got his ass. So he tried to finesse
some
promoters.
Yeah, they got his ass.
Okay, were the promoters Somali themselves?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Mm. That's crazy. Okay, brother. All right, well, thank you very much, brother. Shit, it took him forever to get that damn story out. Shit. All right.
1, 2, 3.
What's up? I know. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is Steve from Atlanta. What's up?
I'm good, Steve. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, doing good. I had a quick question. Oh, whoa, what's up, Bri and Layla, first
what's
of all?
Up, yeah,
you gotta ignore the lovelies. You gotta ignore, you gotta acknowledge
them. Yeah, you
them.
Can't ignore them. Can't ignore them at all.
You can't ignore, you gotta acknowledge. My bad. I'm sounding like Layla. I'm confused.
Shut up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah, quick question for you. Like, how do you handle, like, about the game, by the way?
It's, yes.
Like how do you handle women, like, initiating conversation with you and approaching you out in public?
Yeah, I mean, you handle it like a player. That's called being chose up on. You're supposed to be chose up on. You see this, right?
What's that?
You're supposed to be chosen up on if your shit is right.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. But it's just like when I go out, it's like I'll be ready for what to say in certain situations. But when they dominate the conversation and just take it wherever they want, it's like, I don't know. I just be at a loss for words. I don't get it.
No, you gotta let it flow, because see what happens, you get intimidated, because a lot of dudes, they're used to just spewing their little bullshit, and when you get a real thorough choose up popping, you don't know how to handle it. You get lost. So you just gotta let things flow organically. You understand? When a woman is talking and she's really dominating the conversation, that's a hard choose. That means she's really interested. So you just really don't say nothing. Just let it flow and just let her keep on going and getting into the whole aura of everything.
Yeah, but you got to keep up with her too.
Yeah.
Because
nigga, you winning. If she's talking and dominating the conversation, nigga, you winning.
Yeah, that's true.
You're winning. So accept that win. Niggas don't even know how to handle a win. You so niggas be so thirsty, like, damn, what is this? It feels strange. A woman like me? No, nigga, you winning. So accept that and roll with that. You dig? You got it?
Real talk, real talk. My I man. Appreciate that, fam.
Thank you so much, brother.
Yes, so dudes be reading scripts?
Yeah. Hold on, man. Let me check this out. Hold on.
I didn't know that.
You said they do what?
Be reading scripts in their head. Like,
well, kind of, yeah.
They have like little scripts.
Have
and
set. You know, bullshit
that
they
say to certain people. Yeah,
you dig.
So it's not customized at all.
No. Like, they don't know how to customize their bullshit.
I was about to say,
nigga, they'll say the same shit to 20 women. You know,
it's probably worked for probably about 15.
It's a numbers game. Yeah. It's that numbers game bullshit. They'll like, I'll say the same thing to 20 women, and one of them's gonna bite. You dig?
So
it's that hyena shit. You know,
oh,
you jump at his many lions in the herd and catch a baby. You know, it's that type of thing. But have y'all talked to dudes before and everything was cool, and the dude, you can see that he ran out of game. He just got stuck in the conversation.
All the time.
Yeah, that happened.
All the time.
Man.
I didn't realize it happened until later. I was like, wait a minute. That just, how did went left? Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, first conversation usually tells a lot.
Yeah.
Because a lot of stuff can be said in the first, you know, conversation you're having with somebody.
You got into an argument with a dude on the first conversation.
Yes.
Who? You did?
Yeah. She probably have too.
No, I have. That's why I was like, is that just me? Like, it wasn't like a heavy argument. It was just like, okay, nigga, I'm glad we had this conversation because I will never talk to you again. Like,
what'd y'all argue about?
Just whatever. Don't debate with me in the first conversation. Like, you already kicking this off wrong.
Like, let me win.
I need to win. Exactly.
You don't even know me like that. I'm the female. Let me win. Like, if you're trying to do what you're trying to do.
So what was the dude arguing with you about, Layla?
It was so long ago. He was just like saying, like, He kept saying, like, the girls, you know, I would never let my girl do this or do that. And I was like, whoa, wait. Let your girl, yeah, and she's this and she can't do that. Like, just more stuff like saying what a girl can't do. I was like, okay, well, I would never be a dude
and that's the thing. A lot of dudes think a conversation, because they hang around their homies, they get high and be debating dumb shit. And that works when you're in a room full of high niggas. And then you try to talk to a female and engage her with that same dumb nigga high talk.
Yeah.
And then it throws the women off. Because he just be wanting to, you know, niggas be wanting to debate random bullshit. You're like, hey, man, you know, I'm about to go to the club. I heard Usher's performing, whatever. No, don't fuck Usher. I don't like no Usher.
Exactly.
Man, that ain't real music, nigga.
Yeah. Exactly. Now we having a whole ass debate.
Now, exactly. Okay, like, I'm just saying I'm going to see Usher. Oh, man, I thought you, like, man, Lil Boosie is the shit. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about, nigga?
Exactly. You hit it right on the head. Niggas be doing stuff like that.
Yeah, don't do that, fellas. That's not fly. Y'all think y'all, you know, trying to have one of those bullshit debates.
No, but then when you do find a woman, when a woman do choose you and it's doing all the talking, just keep up. Like, right. that's the best way to win. If you keep up with a fast talking woman,
yeah,
that's intriguing to women. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also with guys, you don't want to be the kind of nigga that's just going to agree with everything she says.
That's
either.
True too.
So there has to be a balance. You don't want to be the great debater, but you also don't want to be along.
Man.
Yeah, yes, man. Oh, if she's saying everything, you just going along with it. Girl, I just get my nails done. Ooh, you should. There's a nail shop down the street.
Yeah, no, he'll
I love girls get their nails done. I'm about to watch Love & Hip Hop. I love Love & Hip Hop. Love & Hip Hop shit. That Latina.
You should give a lesson on alpha male tendency or alpha male characteristic.
We should do that. We should do like you said, we were doing like a live broadcast. We should do the thing.
Yeah, yeah. And I was talking earlier about the reality show. We're going to do the Kickstarter thing for the reality show. And we're going to use that production for the production to go around and travel. We're going to travel around the country. We're going to do some live ISM radio live.
Coming to see y'all.
In certain cities. And also we're going to spotlight a lot of black businesses out
there.
Coming
to see y'all.
That's the thing that's going to be real fly. That's going to be very fun.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of black businesses just globally we don't even know about. Yeah. When I was in Dubai, I was talking about the Caribbean place I went to, which was actually white owned. And that's another thing. We need to know who's really black owned.
I was wondering that. I was wondering that when you went there.
Yeah, dude. I went, for those who don't know, I put it on my Instagram. I was at in Dubai and I was asking, okay, where's some nice restaurants? And somebody said there's a Jamaican spot. So I go to the Jamaican spot and it was real nice. I said, okay, it's cool. It was real big. I'm like, okay, do a Jamaican own this place? Because I know Jamaican dudes ain't, you know.
They like them small quantities.
They like them small. Yeah, mm-hmm. Jamaican ain't going to put that much money in one thing. Yeah. They're going to break that money up and make like 8-9 businesses. Right. Yeah. So I went in there. It was real nice, real big. I'm like, okay. Then I looked at the menu and, you know, it had like real corny names for the food, like Yaman Greens. And,
you know, that's dead giveaway.
Spitfire jerk chicken.
Yeah, that's dead giveaway.
That's how you knew.
I'm like, okay, what the hell is this? Now the food was bomb, though, by the way. But the food was bomb because it was a Jamaican cook. Yeah. But I found out it was a white dude who owned it because I'm like looking at some of the shit. It was like oxtail sandwiches. Who in the fuck own this?
Right.
Oxtail sandwich.
Curry casserole. What the fuck is this bullshit?
What the hell?
Okay. Seriously? Okay. Who own? I asked the waitress. I'm like, where's the curry chicken? Oh, there's no curry chicken. I said, okay.
There was a curry casserole, though.
It was some shit like curry casserole.
What the hell?
I'm like, look, who owns this place? She told me it was a Canadian dude who owned the place.
Yeah.
There we go.
That sounds like some shit Drake makes.
Yeah.
Sound like some Drake.
So we gotta, we're gonna go around the country highlighting a lot of the black businesses out there. And some people hit me up already, like, hey, come to our city. Tell me and let me know about businesses I never knew about in certain cities. So that's going to be very, very fun. So we're going to be doing that. Hopefully we'll get started next month. So that's going to be real fun. So when we get the campaign going, everybody get down with that. And all that. So Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets, dear?
Your good old brother Matthew Knowles is back in the news.
Oh, she loved talking.
That's like Tariq older brother.
Lord Matthew.
You don't feel like that? That could be his older brother.
I can see it.
Okay, right. But so he back in the news, but he's speaking truth this time.
What'd he say?
He said that Beyonce wouldn't have made it as far as she was if she wasn't light skinned.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's He's speaking truth, but people are mad at him about it. Like, people be so mad at Matthew.
I know, just for, you know, like, shut your he's ass up. You weren't there for her. No.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he say something about he when he met her mom, Beyonce?
He thought she was a Caucasian woman.
Really?
Yeah. Tina she knows like black. She yeah, black.
When she was younger.
Okay.
She looked black to me.
I got
to
see her when she was younger. She looked black, just like a light-skinned black woman.
She looked light-skinned black lady. Yeah. I have a lot of Creole people in my family, so they all look...
Yeah, Tina knows ain't that damn Creole.
Nah, unless you just ain't used to
be. She looked kind of Creole to me.
She's like a light-skinned black person.
She looked Creole, but she don't look white.
White, she don't look white, yeah.
Yeah, Matthew, he a damn fool for that, thinking she was...
Yeah, oh, Lord.
Thinking she was a white woman, but, God. I mean, speak that truth about your daughter.
Man. What made him say that, though? Like, what... Was there something that led up to that? What is this, like, she light-skinned? Like, where the hell did that come? I just want to know, like, randomly.
I really don't feel like anything leads up to anything.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
He just jump off the balcony, saying anything.
Wait, did he say this on the interview? Like, where was he at?
Yeah, he was speaking to Ebony about his new book.
Okay. Oh, what the hell is his book about? Oh, God, he got a book coming.
Racism from the Eyes of a Child.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Okay, now, okay, the book's about racism. Okay, I got it.
And you know, he spoke about that on Solange's album. A seat at the table.
Yeah,
he has some intros and interludes where he was speaking about racism as a child, like experiencing it.
Yeah.
So yeah that book is coming next. But
so that's gonna be interesting.
I might wanna go. Yeah, we know Bri gonna go cop that book. She love her.
No, I love his daughter. Yeah, and I feel sorry for him.
Man. So Layla, what else is happening out here?
I do want to talk about Kodak Black. He might be getting out, y'all.
Really?
Which is, yeah, I'm going to tell you why.
He's in somewhere?
Yeah, he's in jail again. The rapper from
with
Miami.
With the knots on his head?
Yeah, the one who
said he didn't like black girls. Yes, him.
Yeah, he was cooning it up a little bit.
Yes. No, yeah, he can love it. No, he was basically, okay, so you know he's in jail with 7 felony counts for they raided his house. He had marijuana, guns, all that kind of stuff, violations. So the reason why he might get out is because there is a judge is the one that kind of, you know, he's the judge that Kodak Black seen right after he said this. So this judge made this statement and didn't realize his mic was still hot. Yes, he basically said, anything that happens in my neighborhood, the person's gonna get a double bond and a double sentence. Ha 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 ha. And he's like laughing it up with the prosecutor.
Oh, damn.
He was telling this to the prosecutor secretly, but not knowing his mic was still hot.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So a lot of people heard it.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. Yes. And then right after that, Kodak Black seen the same judge that day and got that no bond thing.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to say he may be racist. Like, you know, now Kodak Black lawyers are trying to come back and say, look, you know, it's a little, you know, foul stuff going on with that judge.
Real corrupt down there in Florida.
Yes. So now he may get out because of that judge and Judge Janky. So.
Okay. Yeah. So hopefully, I hope he does get out. Yeah. Because I heard some shit where the neighbors are glad that he's gone and because he's in a white neighborhood. So yeah. It's a hardcore racism down there in Florida.
So maybe
all
get
over.
Out.
I don't like to put racism in one place. White supremacy is all over. It's all over. My goodness. Let me get the phone lines going on again one more time before we roll up out of here. Mm-hmm. And I really wish Skype. I wish I can go back to the old version of Skype. I'm gonna see if I can download the old version so I don't have to deal with the new janky version. But yeah, call back. Phone number is 818-850-5404. Somebody said, when are we coming to New York? That might be one of our stops.
Yes,
when we do the ISM Radio reality show. That might be one of our stops. This is definitely going to be Atlanta. Definitely going to be Chicago.
Definitely New Orleans.
Definitely New Orleans. Possibly D.C. Yay. Washington, D.C. Yes. Love D.C. All right, so we're about to... Here we go. What's the name of them jeans? Is that Jordan Ash?
Jordan Ash?
Oh my God.
What's up?
Terrible. Who's calling? So old.
Old is gold. What's up? Who's calling?
Hi, Tariq. This is Zena calling from Chicago.
Hey, Zena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Hey, Bree. Hey, Layla.
Hey, Zena.
Zena, what part of Chicago are you from, dear?
I'm on the south side right now, but I lived on the west side for 5 years. Shout out to the west side of Chicago.
Yes, indeed. So what's on your mind?
To the crib.
Y'all, so I've been single for 3 years, and I'm really trying to get back out there, but I'm an extremely introverted person, and I kind of hate people. So
I feel you.
I've tried online dating, and it's just like I'll talk to these guys for like a week or two, but they'll do something like really minor, and I'll get kind of annoyed and just like be like, oh, I'm never talking to you again ever. So I'm just like, is it me? Is the online thing not working? Where do I go?
I just don't know what to do.
I'm really old at heart.
It's called being a grown-ass lady. You're a grown-ass woman. And you just don't have time. When you're a grown-ass person, especially a grown-ass woman, you got bills, you got car notes, you got real responsibility. You don't have time for dumbass juvenile shit from dudes. It tunes you out automatically. So that's what it is. What you're going to have to do, you're going to have to get you an old school player.
No.
That's not what it is. You're going to
have to get
you.
That's what I was thinking.
You're
going to
have to get
older,
you're going to have to get you an old school player. Bree said no. Why not, Bree?
No, I'm disagreeing, but this, you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
It's going to have to be it.
Do you think older guys don't play games? Because I have two friends.
Yeah.
And they were saying, because I was like, maybe I should try older guy. And they were like, nah, old guys play games too. Because they were both dealing with older guys. Yeah. And I was like, really?
They do.
Do you find that to be?
Some do. But you got to find guys who older who got their shit together. You don't want no old nigga who's just doing like, young nigga janky shit. Find an older dude who has himself together. Now, how old are you, by the way, Zena?
I am 27, so how old is too old?
Well, I would say like
60. I don't
want
to be weird.
Yeah, 60. Don't show up with Danny Glover somewhere.
I'll say she's
over 40. You suggesting over 40 for a 27-year-old?
She's 27, yeah.
I would say go 60, girl.
Hell no. Don't listen to these
folks. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
You better get you somebody to keep up with you. Uh-uh. Not no 60, nothing.
No.
Hugh Hefner.
But yeah. She can get like, late 30s, early 40s, something like that around your age.
I'm into it.
Because some of the guys you're hollering at now, how old are they?
Same age as me. I think like 30 is the
oldest.
And
that's the thing.
The problem is
women are like, it used to be 7 years, but now women are like 13 years more mature than dudes.
Mm-hmm,
women are way more mature than dudes. And it starts off as children. Because a lot of times you notice when, especially if you're raised in a single mother household, the boys are coddled and protected by the mother.
Mm-hmm.
You dig? Because the women instinctively knows how black men and black boys are targeted out there by the white supremacists first. So there's this instinct to protect black boys and almost babyfy them. You know, just keep them in the house, coddle them,
not give them
too many responsibilities. But the girls are, you got to wash clothes, you got to clean the house, you got to go pay your mama bill for her down the street, and you doing all this at 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of responsibility. Then you got to babysit your brother. There's a lot of responsibility on girls at a very young age.
Definitely. That was me.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yes, indeed. So you understand.
And now I'm a teacher, too. I teach high school. So it's like I'm around kids all the time. I feel like all I do is babysit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So women are taught responsibility at a very young age, and dudes are taught to not be responsible. So dudes don't start getting their shit right, really, this generation until around 35.
Yeah, I was gonna say
to be honest. Yeah, I'm saying start.
You help
the operative is start getting their shit together. They don't get it together till they like 43, 44, 45. Mm-hmm. You dig? So that's just the long and short of it right now with this generation. So you got to go a little older.
All right.
Just a little bit. But not again. Okay. You know, you don't have to show up with Morgan Freeman at the barbecue. You did.
I'm thinking at like 40, 42.
Yeah. You can find you somebody nice and fly with a real good conversation thing going on. Now, do you have any kids yourself?
No, I don't have any kids yet.
When was the last relationship you were in?
3 years ago.
I was in, it ended about 3 years ago, and we were together for 3 years.
Oh, damn. Okay. And how old was that guy?
Yeah. He was 3 years older than me, so he's 30 now.
Okay. Okay. Well, cool. Well, yeah, just go a little older. Go on some of the older dating sites.
What is that?
Christian Mingle.
OurTime.com.
Yeah.
She know.
Yep, already.
Yeah. What other sites are you on so I can direct some people to you. And what's your Instagram? Hell, I'll hook you up with some of my folks.
Wait, here we go.
I'm scared, Tariq. Nah,
don't
be
scared.
I'm
yeah, don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't be
girl.
Scared, anime. Hold on.
I want to know.
Hold on.
My Instagram.
So damn nosy.
Yes, hold on. Let me listen. Let
all
me get
y'all.
In.
Y'all be so ready.
Yes, hold
what's
on. We're going to get that gram. Hold on. God damn. All this.
And they always get it right. So just tell me because I'll direct them.
Okay. What is it? Go ahead.
Okay, it's Zena Blake, ZenaBlake. I'm sweating right now, Tariq. Oh my God.
Okay, this is okay. Zena Blake. Okay.
Oh, you cute girl.
Oh, look at Zena's cute little thick thing. Okay, look
you
at Zena.
You look so young. You look younger than 27.
She does look young. Look at Zena. Zena's
you look
a
like
cutie.
You oh, you're adorable.
Y'all gotta go get
Zena's
her.
A little cutie.
You look so girl.
Oh,
you look like
wait
you're 18
a minute. Who
years
is this
old.
You do look. You
who
look hella
first
young.
First day of school selfie with.
I know.
You're a teacher. They are not respecting you.
I know that.
No comment.
Who is your first day of school selfie with? Who is that guy?
Wait,
another friend of mine.
He's cute. He's
girl,
cute.
You better
he's
go.
Not good.
You gotta go say
the,
something to him.
First day. Is that your ex or just because you grinning? You got that. You got that. You got that. You got that. My nipples are hard. Grin on your face.
Who's yellow shirt right here? Who's yellow shirt with the shades on?
Well, you can definitely keep good company. I
yeah,
see
he
that.
Cute. The one with the yellow shirt on.
Do I need to send y'all ass to Chicago? Okay. Shit. You got niggas all up on the page, hug up on you. Shit. You doing something right?
They're just friends.
All right. You and your homie. So you and your fucking homie. Okay.
Well, you need to hook us up with some of your homies.
Let me keep scrolling. Let me keep scrolling.
Yeah, you got the dudes choosing up on your little slim thing. Your little narrow. That's cool.
Oh, your sister's pretty.
Little booties matter. Little booties matter.
Where's your
little
booty?
Little booties do matter.
Yes, indeed.
They matter.
Oh, yeah, the kids love you. I see kids all on top of you playing with you. Oh, yeah.
I can't believe y'all come up, Paige.
I am all
oh, he's fine, too. Look at him.
Okay, we gotta.
Okay.
Bree, follow me, Bree.
Yeah,
right?
I'm gonna follow.
Okay.
We're gonna follow you.
I'm gonna follow you right
yes,
now.
Yes, everybody's gonna follow Zena now.
Everybody follow Zena.
Yes,
Zena
yes.
Blake.
Thank
go
you
ahead,
so
girl.
Much, Zena. All right, that's Zena, the lovely Zena.
She's
yeah, they're gonna
sweet.
Choose up on
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's a cutie.
She looks they're like a choose. Baby. She looks like she's 18. She's so
man,
cute.
They're gonna choose up on Zena. All right, we're gonna see. We'll get one more call in here before we get up out of here. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number, ladies and gentlemen. And you know we're doing a music video in a couple of weeks. Do y'all know the casting? Oh, the casting is a beast.
Oh my God!
Y'all ought to see some of the shit people are sending me. Man, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, I want to suck your dick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This nigga right here.
What?
Maybe this, tomorrow. He's all booked today.
This nigga right here.
I know he didn't say what I thought he said.
Yeah, he did. It sounds like a girl.
No, it sounds like
oh,
a moist nigga.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
this
nigga.
I wanna.
That was
I
gross.
I
wouldn't let anybody near me that
looked like somebody, a dick that knocked his tonsils loose.
Oh,
the
no.
He was
no,
but
no,
but
no.
The phone number is 818-850-5404.
Do you get calls like that on your personal show?
Oh, all the time. It's always stupid. No, really on here. On my other show.
I love it.
Yeah. Where the ladies at? Everybody.
Oh,
they grew into that shit. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on, sir?
What's up, man? Who's calling?
What's going on? This is Brandon.
What's up, Brandon? Where you calling from?
Calling from Tallahassee, Florida.
What's going on with everybody out there in Tallahassee, brother?
Man, it's boring. It's boring as hell in Tallahassee, man. That's why I wanted to call in on radio, get your advice.
Yes.
You know, this city, yes, the capital of Tallahassee, you know, FSU. It's known for FSU football team. But, I'm a long-time follower, man. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Much respect.
And the ladies, so... Now, is it live?
Yes, we live, brother. We live. Now, brother, you out there in Tallahassee, you're married, you got your lady, you're having lady problems, you're trying to campaign. What you trying to do?
Yeah, I'm trying to campaign, man. All right, I'm actually thinking about moving to Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm trying to find out what city I want to move to.
Now, how old are you, brother? How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. When was the last relationship you were in?
Last year. Damn. It was about... Yeah, it's kind of funny. That's what I'm saying. I got stories, man. It's kind of it was like, I described it in a situation as like I came out of a sunken place.
Oh, were you with a white woman?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Got out.
But, So, but now, you know,
so are you trying to get another white woman?
No, man. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to date, you know, anything, like any race. But pretty much, you know, I usually date black women, but, you know, I have no problem dating. I really would like to date, you know, I look at the personality. So I'm just trying to find, at my age, I'm trying to find someone who is
how
you know,
on
my level, you know, who I can vibe with.
What Isambard says, and what?
How were them butter biscuits?
He said, how were them butter biscuits? Now, the brother said it was just, he's open.
No,
man,
I'm not a cool.
Brother, what's your Instagram? Let's get your Instagram, too, for the ladies.
Yeah.
Let's get your Instagram for the ladies.
Okay. It's Brandon Myers TKD.
Hold on.
Just type that in.
The CIA, what? Okay.
Brandon Myers?
It's a M-Y-E-R. Yeah, M is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, and then Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, T-K-D.
E-K-D?
T-K, like T, like a
T-K-D.
Tom.
Okay,
Brandon Myers.
Oh, I see him.
Okay, all right, this nigga, are you the one taking selfies with your shirt off, brother?
Oh, you're nice looking. He's a nice looking guy.
Okay, this nigga, all right, this nigga got his shirt off. Okay. Okay, brother.
He is taking
Might,
you look good, you know, though. You look, you look toned and fit.
Yeah, but he's real in shape with a white woman, boy.
You working out.
The white, he's like, he got some what's Goline granola. So you are dating white women,
he
boy.
He said he's coming back over to the other side.
That nigga got, he got Rice Krispie treats. what is this white woman got you eating, brother?
Stupid.
White woman got you eating rhubarb pie and shit. So what, you do martial arts, brother? Okay, I'm looking at one picture. Hold on, brother. Hold on. This picture. Hold on. Look at the picture right here. Hold on. Let me.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Brother, you doing martial arts? Hold on. Look. Hold on. Can y'all see that? Well, I'm gonna let the audience see this one right here.
Oh my God.
Brother, your leg is oily and ashy at the same time, brother. How did you accomplish that? My brother is oily and ashy. I'm not mad at you, brother.
Yeah, I'm doing better on, you know, buying lotion and stuff. I didn't even get detergent.
How long you been doing the martial
arts? On top of that for this year.
how long you been doing martial arts, brother?
I've been doing it for like more than a decade. So
cool.
That's pretty much my thing. I'm trying to push, you know, I'm just trying to get my foot in the door and, you know, hopefully my goal is, I'm actually a competitor, current taekwondo competitor for the world. So
yeah, on some real shit. Right, you look like you know what you're doing, man. You look like, you look like you the real fucking deal, man. I ain't going to front, man. Man, so.
I mean, yeah, man, I'm continuing to learn more and just train, you know, as I'm getting older, you know, I'm just trying to keep my body in shape and hopefully my goal is to, you know, get in the movies or whatever, you know, do stunt.
Are you trying to campaign to get in one of my movies, brother?
It sound like it.
All right, you trying to campaign to get in one of the movies.
Oh, I mean, hey.
If it goes, it goes.
You need anybody?
No doubt.
You know, but that's just my agenda. I come from, you know, Tallahassee, Florida. It's limited of resources and opportunities. So I'm a guy, you know, my money is tight. So I'm just trying to,
You trying to go somewhere, you know, where there are opportunities. I feel you, man. So Atlanta might be your next bet. That might be a good bet for you because, you're not obligated to stay in a small, slow-motion town where ain't nothing really popping. So, the world is big, and you let the world be your oyster, brother. So, get it together, man. You're going to be fine. You're going to be all right, brother. But thank you for the call, sir.
Appreciate you. Hey, appreciate you, Bree. Ladies.
Bye.
No doubt. All right, it's time to get up out of here. I got a dang shit to do. What y'all doing this week?
Wait, hold up. Yes, video shoot. Let's go back to that.
Yes.
He needs you like that.
Yeah,
me and Bree should be in the video. Are we invited to be in the
video? Yeah, y'all can come
down.
Yes.
Shit about it.
Yes. We're doing a music video.
Layla want to drop it down low one time.
Y'all got to be popping that thing.
I ain't popping shit. Bust some bubble gum.
We're trying to get some folks for the video and the casting. We got casting calls out, but I don't know what it is with the LH. is where did the it's ass really go? Bad. It's really bad.
Wait, there's no ass out here?
There's no ass out here.
Because they want you to be. Campaigning for videos.
Yeah,
and shit.
They want you out here. It's like they're trying to you do videos and do television.
Yeah.
And you know, you got to kind of be ass free.
Yeah, when you do television, you have no ass.
When you see a lot of music videos, it's down in Atlanta and Miami where, you know, it's an ass friendly environment down there. And I'm getting some of the.
What's the concept of the video?
I just got past
that
an audition for being too thick.
Well, damn.
Like, literally, they told you were great and we love everything about you, but I think you're too stacked for this role. Mm. I was like, well.
Yeah.
Speak on that then.
Yeah.
I ain't nothing I can do about it.
You say depending what role you want me for now.
There you go.
Be something else.
Some of the women sending pictures, it's like looking like this with a wig.
It
looks just like that.
Nerd.
Just that. With a fucking wig. A bones and wig. What the fuck am I going
to
do with that?
You should change the song to bones and wig. Fuck it. Like,
I'm like, my God.
Oh my gosh.
We got to do
better. You got to get the angle right.
My God.
All these skinny hoes.
Put in a fake booty. Put a fake booty pad.
We're doing like a club / concert scene of us performing, and there's an audience, and then there's a club scene where everybody's in the club. So you got to look like, you know, you got to be fly. So all my LA people, y'all email me.
Here we go.
Email me.
I went to something in Glendale, and there was a lot of fly people there.
Really?
I feel like, but they were, it was like a Day 26 concert.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it was weird.
Oh, wow. Wow. But yeah, y'all hit me up, info@tariqelite.com. info@tariqelite.com. If you are in LA, ladies, if you weigh more than 98 pounds, ladies.
He's so traumatized.
You are discriminating against skinny girls.
No, we just can't have bones in the video. It's just not going to look right.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm going to have to show. I got to show y'all some of the pictures. Man, real, real funny style. But yeah, we're doing this in a couple of weeks. So email me ASAP. Somebody said Day 26 concert. Yeah, I just caught that.
They coming
Day
back.
26.
They are?
Yeah, they had a little concert at a little venue in Glendale, and it was cracking.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
They can actually sing. They're really dope. I always thought they should have went further. They're dope.
Man, they can sing. When is All-Star Weekend? Somebody just mentioned All-Star Weekend.
17th.
Oh, wow.
16th, 17th.
16th through 18th.
Oh, that's what? Is that next week?
We should do All-Star. We should do Black History. We should be doing every event.
Man.
Look, Coachella.
Coachella. We should be doing everything.
Campaigning, y'all.
Man. Hilarious.
We should be doing everything.
So what y'all doing this weekend? What are y'all doing?
I'm going to a passion party. Oh, I was going to ask you, did you want to come, Bree?
A passion party.
What the hell is that?
My friend.
We'll always have some shit.
I don't know.
My dicks and the sticks.
Honestly, I don't know. My friend, she just invited me. She's like, I'm having a passion party. And I was like, what is that?
Is the sex doll going to be there?
Probably.
Tariq, would you buy a sex doll?
No.
He ain't going to admit that shit.
Yeah, that's true. I was like, wait a minute. What did I just say?
But what the fuck did I get a sex doll for?
Yeah, you got a whole peanut. Okay, right.
Yeah. I'm like, damn. That don't make no sense. Yeah, what do I get a damn sex doll for?
So if like a guy is called and be like, oh, I can't get no girls and this, that, and that, would you recommend him getting a sex doll?
No.
You know they talk back, right? It's not.
What?
Yes, they're not like corpses. It's not like having sex with a corpse.
Oh, that's horrible. Like,
you know, they talk back. You can set a tone, actually. That's horrible. What kind of voice? If you wanted to have a Spanish accent, She could have a Spanish accent. I'm not even joking.
That just made my stomach hurt. I was joking at first. And
no,
I'm, like,
I'm dead ass. These sex dolls are not just like little mannequins. They talk back. I mean, you can make them moan. You can make them groan.
You can make them.
Yes.
Oh, fuck this pussy.
That's what they sound like robots.
And yeah. No, and they're wet.
Oh, fuck this pussy.
And guess what?
Oh, fuck this pussy.
Their coochies get wet. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I heard the coochies get wet.
You don't have to squirt nothing in there?
No.
That is amazing.
This is why it's such a
Why did not think of that?
Man.
I know. Whoever is rich. All these little
they
perverts.
They gonna be rich. Yeah, it's a hella perverts out here.
About to do sex
But
doll.
The dolls talk back?
Yeah, I can't believe y'all here. And you can set the tone if you want to be Spanish, London, England, whatever. Whatever accent.
Lick these titties. Lick these titties.
Lick no, what these I'm titties. Saying is, if women been having rubber dildos for years... Why is everybody mad that
they got a whole doll, though? This is a whole
So what if they made a rubber dildo to a man? Then what?
I know.
I'd be like, that's just
Eat
too
my
damn.
Ass like groceries.
Could you imagine a
eat her ass like batteries.
That's disgusting.
Boy, if y'all gotta do that, boy, y'all gotta really step your fucking game up. You fucking robots. If you gotta do that, your game is off. I'm sorry.
My homeboy said it'd be cheaper, though. He was like, I ain't gotta take a bitch out to eat. I ain't gotta. I was like, that's
okay,
people. That, that's
okay,
nigga.
I know, nigga. It's it really, you gotta splurge. It's eating, it's splurging, nigga. Come on.
Hey, it's happened.
Goodbye. It has happened.
Anyway, y'all, let's get up out here. Layla, where can people find you?
Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAIALALOPEZ.
Yes, indeed. On Instagram. And where can we find Breesha?
I'm at It's Bree Small, ITSBRISMALL. All my friends
call
me that.
Whole name.
What, Breesha?
Yeah, that's not my real name, but my friends call me that. It's funny that you said that.
Oh, damn. Damn.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Wait, what?
No, Lord.
You called you Breesha?
You know me from back in the day.
I know. She looks like a Breesha.
Wait, what is... Wait, unless you don't want to tell her.
I know.
My real name?
Brianna?
It's Breesha.
Oh, Breesha.
My people call me Breesha.
Yes.
I don't know why I thought it was Brianna at first.
No.
See, look, I've been working with her for how long, y'all?
Brianna?
Brianna. No. No, Lord. Niggas in the room saying some pervert, like, I want to sniff Bree's feet and all that old shit.
Whoa, this one dude said, oh my God, we talked about it on a Me and Brady show. This one dude said he wanted to bite Bree's face. And me and Brady, like, what the fuck?
Hell?
This, we're like,
Hannibal Lecter?
And then this one dude,
I felt like
this
that
one dude
to
replied and said, sick motherfucker. He was having an argument tree on the comments about you.
Hilarious. Man. Anyway,
Lord, where can we find you, Tariq?
Y'all can find me at Tariq Elite on Instagram. Y'all hit me up and let's make it happen. And we will holler at you guys next week with Jesse Lee Peterson.
But I'm bringing a gang of butter.
Stay black and watch your back.
Yes.